Joined now by Colossia Body Club joint manager Sarah Keneally. And Sarah, I suppose that went according to plan.
Yeah, listen, it's one step. We're in a final now. It's all to play for. It was super, super performance. They're a great bunch of girls. They work very well together. And they're just happy to be in a final.
Some observers of the game note how young this team was, but this is pretty much the team that won the Junior All-Ireland last year. How many of the players there today would have been on that team?
Majority of them, there'd be two new girls in, but they'd be on the panel. But no, majority of this team would have been here last year in the junior C All-Ireland. I suppose the experience of that, it stood to them out there. They're very composed. I suppose there's great camaraderie amongst them, and they know each other very well and how each other plays, and I suppose that's really important to any team. Listen, they put in a serious performance there today, and we're just happy to get the win and on to the next step.
As you mentioned about composure, they had a few wides at the start, but they didn't let it knock them off. They kept on with the task at hand, and eventually the goals came. Andrea Trill, 2 goals. Charlene Trill, 2 goals. Need more than one in each half, and Sinead Donovan got the 7th.
They like their goals, but we did. You know, we wanted to steady the ship, I suppose, at the beginning. We knew. Listen, you're always going to have a bad patch, or you know, maybe you don't get the start you dreamed of. But listen, they know that the game is 60 minutes long. There's plenty of time to recover and to keep their composure and keep trying, I suppose. And if it goes over, it goes over, and momentum then comes from that. So yeah, it definitely did when the goals went in, and they settled really well and pushed on from there.
And they did indeed. You got a chance to use the bench as well and look at options, and everybody played their part. I think Valerie Coleman got a point off the bench at the end as well, which augurs well for the final.
Yeah, definitely. You know, myself and Fabian have a headache now trying to pick a team for the final, but that's what you want. You want players pushing each other on. There's no player safe, and you know, the girls know that changes will be made if they're not putting in the shift that they need to in order to get the win. But in fairness, it's they all played super out there. Even the subs that come on made a difference and added another dimension to the team, and that's what you want. So yeah, as I said, there'll be a big headache coming up to the final, but I'm not complaining. That's what you want.
Sarah, just 2 more questions before we let you go. You mentioned about a headache, but I'm going to give you a second one now. It reminds me of a conversation I had with Fabian last year, because the final is scheduled for the 25th of March, and the same day there's a certain team you play for are traveling up to take on the All-Ireland champions.
Yes, we'll have to get onto the fixtures. I don't think I can split myself and Fabian. So yeah, we'll have to reschedule that, or obviously we can't be both places. So we'll deal with that issue now. Listen, we're just glad to get over today and on to the next step, which is the final, and the girls are delighted inside. So yeah, happy days.
And Sarah, final question before I let you go. It's St. Mary's from Trim. They won their semi-final last week. A Galway against Meath final will always be a great occasion.
Well, that's it. Well, our principal's from Meath, so he Mr. Mongey, so I'll
ask him about loyalties before that.
Definitely. Yeah, he'll have to sit on the fence for that one. We'll be looking forward to it. So I don't know really anything about them. You just told me there. I didn't know who we were playing. So yeah, we'll have to do our homework, and sure, listen, we're just looking to focus on ourselves and what we need to improve on from today.
Well, Sarah, we'll talk to the principal before the final. Congratulations to yourself, Fabian, and to all the team, and we look forward to seeing Colossia Ballyclare try and win back-to-back All-Irelands.
Oh, perfect. Thanks a million, Darren. Take care. Bye.